He is the easiest person to work with, ma'am. When he drinks, he's exactly like his father. That's, you know.
He just is.
So showing it to his uncle, the first thing his uncle said is, this is him. He didn't say, Lal sir.
Huh.
This is him in his house. Working with Dhyan is very easy in the sense.
I mean, he's your younger brother. Thoda to you can bully him.
No. He bullies me.
Really?
If you're a Malayali, you'll know. This band, no, Think Music, they're very passionate people. You know, they are not business oriented. No,
sounds like Film Companion. Vineet, we are so excited to have you in the Film Companion studio. Welcome to Mumbai.
Thank you so much, ma'am.
I'm so happy you are here. I have to start by just expressing utter awe and admiration at how many things you do. Okay, so you've debuted as a singer, but of course you're also an actor. You're also a writer and you're also a director who has a film coming up. Okay, I'm going to try this. Varsham Galka Shesham?
Yes, ma'am.
Exactly. I got it?
Yeah.
God, I really practiced. We're going to get to the film. But before that, I have to ask you, when you can do so many things so well, how do you prioritize? Like, do you say that now my priority is directing for 2 years or acting for the next year? How does that work?
Now there is a system.
What is the system?
Yeah, so it's like if I have a stage show, 2 to 3 days prior to that, I take care of my voice. And only 3 days after the stage show, I commit a recording.
When you say stage show, you're singing?
Singing.
How long do these stage shows go on for? Like, you're singing for a few hours?
3 hours, yeah. Wow. So it's like, so if you ask me, it's like that. So 3 days before, I have to take care of my voice, and 3 days after, only I can record. If I'm acting in a film, 10 days before that, I try to schedule my recordings and finish it off. So it's like that. So,
and if you're directing?
I can't do anything.
Then you let go of all the others. I mean, writing too, you have to do, but you let go of the performances, all of that.
Yeah, while we are shooting, anyways, I cannot do anything.
Mm.
But in between schedules,
you fit it in.
Yeah.
Because you enjoy all of it.
I love to do. Yeah. I love to sing. And I love everything that I do. So, I try to.
And what's amazing is that this abundant talent is in the family. It's a family tradition, right?
Ma'am, it's not abundant talent. I'm trying a little bit of this and
but
that. Yeah.
Your father, Srinivasan sir, is an actor who's done over 200 films, directed two.
Yeah.
Your younger brother Dhyan, who's also in this film, is also an actor and a writer.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I have to sort of quoting Gabbar Singh, ask ki kaun si chakki ka aata kha rahe ho aap log? How do you do this?
It's a lot of rice, ma'am.
Aata hai hi nahi. That's the secret. But genuinely, is it just because of your dad that the brothers just got into it? How did it happen?
For me, actually, my interest to make a film started when I saw Dil Chahta Hai. So, I saw it in Studio 5, Satyam. So,
this is Chennai.
Yeah, Chennai. So, I saw the film and I was enamored by the film. Right from the beginning, the flute bit in the beginning with the titles, no? From there, I was like, oh my God, this is something new. And they were all dressed in a very casual way. Before that, if we see these Hindi films, they'll tuck in and they won't have any buttons. You know, the heroes, this was all properly done.
Correct.
And they were all dressed up like the people we see around. And back then, I didn't know that it was sing sound. But it was feeling very natural.
Yeah.
And I was a hardcore fan of Akshay Khanna. I loved that man's performance. So, after coming back, I mean, when I stepped out of the theatre, all that I was looking for is who did this film. And I saw written and directed by Farhan Akhtar. My God, this is what I wanted to do. So then after that, I started, this was a time when VHS was leaving the industry and VCDs and DVDs were coming in. So a lot of shops were going to shut. So me and my cousin brother, we'll go source everything. I mean, we'll
pick
up.
In bulk.
Yeah, we'll pick up VHS cassettes in lot. I mean, he had a job then. So he'll give me the money to buy VHS tapes in lots. And we used to source classics. So we started watching. We used to go to British Council Library to get the books. Because back then, it was difficult to get materials.
Yeah.
So from there, the interest started. And when One day, my father, we were all staying in Chennai then, my father saw that I'm bringing all these Kurosawa films and all that. So he asked me, do you have the interest to watch classic films? I said, yes. Then he told me, then you start with three films. Cinema Paradiso, Good, Bad and Ugly, Lawrence of Arabia.
Wow.
So he told me these are three different films. Huh. If you have interest, if you watch these three films, you will know exactly which side you are leaning to.
Correct.
So, yeah, then I...
Then it just happened.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about the new one, right? This is your sixth film, Vineet.
Yeah.
Right? And you've said often that you want to make films which are feel good. Because the one that you
made...
How
do you know this, ma'am?
It's my job to do some research.
Okay.
Right? Because Thira, the one that was tougher in terms of material, was also the one that I think was the only one, apparently, that didn't perform to the level you needed it to.
Yeah.
Also, you said that it makes your... It took a toll on you emotionally.
Yeah.
Because you ended up getting into a darker space.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But with this one, and I'm so scared to say the name again because I think I'll mess it up.
Varshangalukku Shesham. Every time I'll prompt for you.
Thank you. Varshangalukku Shesham. You just say it and I'll pretend like I just knew it all along.
Yeah.
which means as the days go by.
Varshangalukku Shesham means years later.
Years later.
Years later.
Okay.
Yeah.
So in this film, what I can see from the songs, from the material that we've seen till now, is of course it's a story of friendship, but there's also there's so much ache.
Yeah.
You know, there's so much pain and regret and a sense of loss.
Yeah.
And especially in the that song, which again I don't want to say. Please tell us.
Niyabagam,
which Niyabagam. Is memories.
Memories. Yes, ma'am.
It's just so beautiful and aching. So, are you, Vineet, in a sense, moving away from the feel good?
Not exactly, ma'am. I mean, part of the film has this melancholy seeping through, but part of the film is...
Happy.
Yeah. We are having a blast with the rest of the film.
But where did this story originate?
I was in my college in 2006. Before that, in 2005, my father had done this film called Udayan Anataram. So it was about a cinema. The cinema is about cinema. The process of making film and everything, journey of a director. So after that, I have seen the how that movie happened to take off, and then my father was writing it and it was coming out and it was becoming a blockbuster. So I've seen the journey of that film, and it completely, you know, I was really mesmerized by the process. So after that, I was thinking someday I should make a movie about cinema. So back,
these are my favorite kind of movies about movies.
Yeah,
I just love them.
Yeah. So I had a story in my head in 2006, but then it was looking really big for me. I was like 21 year old, and it was not something that I could think of at that age. It has to be set in the 70s, and there are huge set pieces. So when I was doing my first film, before writing the first film, I thought. Then I was like, no, I don't have the, machinery to do this. So then I did my second film, third film, fourth film, didn't have the confidence to do it. And then I did Hridayam. In Hridayam, we had a lot of characters. I mean, there was a sea of characters, and we go through this character's journey, and then we dive into the subplot, and then come back to the main plot, then go further again. So all of this is there. So after writing Hridayam, and when it worked in theatre, I got the confidence that, okay, now I can
go back
and revisit this story, because there is abundance of characters in this story also. Without distracting the audience from the main plot, maybe I can attempt this film. So that's when I started writing it. So then the scary part was how to materialize it, visually. So then you have the experience of doing these
all
many
the
films. To help,
and it also features, I mean, Hridayam was one of my favorite films of 2022. You know that.
Thank you.
It's just such a gorgeous, soaring film, and the music is just so brilliant. You repeat some of the actors, right? Pranav Mohanlal, Kalyani Priyadarshan. But here you're also directing your brother, who debuted with you, with Thira. Yeah, so yeah. Obviously there is a pattern. You've also worked with your father in as an actor.
Yeah.
But yet, when you're working with family, and I ask you this because I don't know if you saw Tora's husband, Reema Das's new film.
Uh-huh.
It's a wonderful film in which she directs her brother and her sister-in-law. And uh-huh. she told me it was really hard. So how do the three of you kind of work together, and what are the rules you've set for yourselves?
It's not that difficult, ma'am.
Really?
Yeah, working with Dhyan is very easy in the sense,
I mean, he's your younger brother, so yeah. Thoda toh you can bully him.
No. He bullies me.
Really?
Yeah. You should, if you're a Malayali, you'll know. So he's somebody who likes to work every day.
Huh.
He has to go for the shoot every day. And there is nobody in Malayalam film industry right now who does as many films as Dhyan.
Really?
Yeah, he's shooting every day. Except for the days he takes holidays because, you know, his family is wanting him to. Otherwise, he's working every day. So he's, you know, he doesn't choose his films. He doesn't, you know.
He just wants to be on a set.
Yeah. He doesn't care. Mm. He just has to shoot every day. So because of that, he has gained so much of experience over the years. It was really easy to work with him because I don't have to say much. He knows exactly what to do. There was the only thing that I wanted him to do was he had to do a certain amount of weight loss before starting the film. And while we were starting the film with the Madras portions, for which he has to look a bit healthy, then during the process of the shoot, he has to lose his weight. And by the time we are doing the Kerala schedule, he has to lose more weight, so which he did. So it was not very difficult working with him.
And aisa kabhi nahi hota, like with a family member, like you're a little bit hesitant to, I don't know, correct him, ask for another take, or you take work home and it becomes problematic. You don't have any of those scenarios.
No. The only difficulty is when Dhyan, Basil, director of Minil Murali, all of
these
people...
Who's also in this film.
Yeah, he's also in this film. Then Niven is also in this film.
Yes.
When all of these people come together, you know, for the focus puller to take focus is a challenge. Because they won't stop bullying each other. They'll be cracking jokes and, you know, making fun of each other. I have to say roll camera, and the camera has to roll for them to
stop.
Yeah, so that was the only part.
So they're like a bunch of kids you have to keep in check.
I literally begged them, please let me shoot.
Can we work?
Yeah, and we were shooting in Monar, and all of these guys will go to play cricket. In the middle of the shoot, they'll go to play cricket. So then, even the producer,
Producer didn't think ki mera paisa kharab ho raha hai.
He doesn't care. I mean, they are all playing cricket, and I have to lead. I'm the only person. My associate director is playing cricket. Basie, all of them are playing cricket. Then I have to literally go beg them, please let me shoot this film. Come, we are losing the light.
But maybe this is why Malayalam cinema is so good. Because you're all really chill, and you play like a few hours of cricket in between.
Yeah.
That's just fab. Now, of course, Basil and Niven Polly started with you.
Yeah.
Is that why they a little bit take you for granted?
Yeah.
I'm sure.
We have such long relationship, know that the camaraderie is there. So everyone has that freedom with each other.
Yeah.
And at night also, we were shooting in this club called Monar Club. So there are cottages, and then there is one main block where Basie is in one room, I'm in one room, Dhyan is in one room, Niven is in one room. So all of them, there is one
like a central place.
Yeah, lobby like place. They're all sitting there, and up till late night they are jamming and they're singing. So when the singing starts, I'll go sleep because I have to think. The next day, these guys are on till 4 o'clock, and they'll come for the shoot by 6:30.
Really?
Yeah. So it was like that. It was crazy.
So again, I have to ask, kaun si chakki ka aata kha rahe ho
aap log?
Now, in this film, I read, and truthfully, I'm not so familiar with Mohanlal sir's earlier films. But I read that Pranav is sort of echoing a lot of his legendary father in the way he looks in the movie, which obviously is by design. But I wanted to ask Vinit that when an actor comes with that kind of legacy, right? Yeah. How do you handle that legacy? Because you also don't want him to be just a shadow.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So how do you balance that? But this film is about nostalgia. It is about tapping into all that. So how do you balance that?
He is the easiest person to work with, ma'am. He comes on time. Before the starting of the shoot, he knows all lines by heart. I mean, he knows all the dialogues, not just his dialogues.
Right.
The co-actor's dialogues. He knows the script in and out. So with that kind of an actor, you know, he makes the director at ease. So that is one thing. And because the movie is placed in the 70s and early 80s and everything, and the character drinks a lot, so naturally he there is that resemblance with his father. In Hridayam, you know, the story is set in
college,
the
for
present.
The first half, yeah.
So the body language and the dialogue delivery is a little urban, is a little sophisticated. So that doesn't have any shade with how Lal Sir does. But then when we are doing the 70s and when he drinks, he's exactly like his father. That's, you know.
He just is.
And when we cut the teaser, I was showing it to his uncle. And the first thing his uncle said is, this is him. He didn't say, Lal Sir.
Huh.
This is him in his house. How did you capture this?
Really?
Yeah. So for the family members, it's not like he resembles Mohanlal. He is being himself. So, but then we saw this on camera. Then we were like, okay, can you do this with your mush?
Right.
Can you do this with two bottles down together? So he was a little hesitant to do that, but then we coaxed him into doing it.
He looks like he's having a great time.
Yeah. We all did.
But you're also going up against a big film, right? Fahad Faasal's Avesha.
They're all our friends, man.
I know.
Yeah.
So I wanted to ask you, what is it like? Because what happens here in Mumbai, right? And there are two massive films releasing for Eid here as well, right? Yeah. Maidan and Bade Miyan Chote Miyan. And honestly, this time there's not been so much of a clash, but often like the Diwali clash in Bollywood is like the biggest thing, and everyone, like the media is full of it. Everyone's asks each other, ki, like, what do you think will happen? Then it's like the first day numbers become a spectator sport. You know, who got more shows? I mean, it's like a blood sport.
Yeah.
Is it like that there?
Actually, no.
Not at all.
Yeah, because Anvarka, when I was doing my second film, Tatathan Maraitha, from back then, we have a beautiful friendship. So Anvar Rashid,
yes.
I'm saying, Anvarka. Yeah.
Who's one of the producers.
He's a producer. So he was staying in, we were all staying in one apartment. He was making this film called Ustad Hotel. So he was
fabulous.
Yeah. So he was in one room. Me and my music director, Shan, we were staying in the other room. So from then, for grading and for all the post work, we go together. We were mixing in the same studio. So from that time, there is that warmth. So before starting the advance booking, Anvarka called me. He called me and he asked me, when are you guys starting the advance booking? Then we said Sunday. Yeah, I wanted to know because I don't want to start early. Let's start together. So
how wonderful.
Yeah. So this
is... So you work together.
Yeah. And Fahad is also... Fahad's second spell started with Chapa Kurish. I was with him as an actor.
Yeah.
And then we did this film called Saroj Kumar. They're all friends. So it's like we all want this to work for each other.
Yeah.
Genuinely. It really doesn't matter who gets the bigger number. It only matters that we have to survive. You know, our movie should survive. That's all.
Actually, you know, Prithviraj had said to me, I interviewed him a few weeks before RG with him, and he said that we are always happy for each other because we understand that if your film works, my film has a better chance.
Yeah.
You know, so we get the larger picture.
Yeah.
And ultimately it benefits everyone.
Yeah. Also, we are not here for a season, man.
Yeah.
We are going to do this for 30, 40 years. And you can't do that with carrying a lot of burden in your head. So it's better, you know, they should do well, we should do well. But if you ask me, I'll pray for my film more. That's
of course
all.
You will, as you should.
Yeah.
You know, I want to talk a little bit, Vineet, about your writing process. Because you write by hand.
Yeah.
I was so blown away when I read that. You said that when you're writing by hand, your character, the movement of your hand, and your brain are working in sync.
Yeah.
But it's so laborious. How do you do this?
So the thing is, be it Hridayam or Varshangal Ki Shesham, both are like character studies, man. Mm. it's like the coming of age kind of genre. So as and when the character is going through that journey, I'm going with him. So this pen, paper, that connection, no, that really helps. So I am following the character. My father told me a long time back, if you are really sincere to your characters, when you start writing the scenes, after a point, you won't have to write the dialogues.
It'll come.
They'll tell you the dialogues.
Yeah.
The character will speak to you and you will just have to edit it. You will just become an editor. And I started feeling it over the years, especially with Jacob in the Swargarajyam and Hrudayam. I had that feeling when I was writing it, and with Varshangal Ke Shesham also. So this, you know, when it's computer, the font is not yours, the software is not yours, and you backspace, that memory is gone. You can't see your labor. So,
but yeah, you're scratching.
Yeah. When you write a dialogue, you can strike it. You can write something better when you think of something better, and then you can see that, okay, from this, you know, I have progressed to this. So it kind of boosts your confidence and your self-esteem, and because your self-esteem, you know, goes for a toll when you're writing the film.
Okay, so you're writing and you never get exhausted with not just being able to cut and paste, because I'll ask, because I, you know, for me now, Vineet, it's come to a point where I write so rarely that when I'm in a film and I'm taking notes, right, I'm trying to watch and I'm trying to take notes, and sometimes I can't understand what I've written, okay, because my writing is so terrible now. But with you, you don't get exhausted with that. That all adds to your creative process.
Yeah, that exhaustion is also adding, no, ma'am. If two characters are having a verbal argument, I'm literally arguing with the paper. You know, I'm scribbling. So I am in that heat. So with the computer, how do you do that? I don't know.
Yeah.
Because with the computer, everything that you can see is neat.
Yeah.
Here, if they are having a rough thing going on, your handwriting is also rough. If they are having a romantic moment,
then you're easier.
Yeah, you're easier. So you can see it all in paper.
Yeah.
You feel that with the paper, I think. I mean, I don't know how many people would relate to this. It works for me, so I'm continuing with it.
And how thick are your... you like literally write 100 pages by hand?
Yeah. I mean, not 100. I mean, my scenes are like...
Really long. So you're like, when you start writing, Vineet, are you pehle just doing bullet points, synopsis?
Yes, ma'am.
And then eventually filling it in?
I'll have these voice notes that I've collected over the years about the subject. So first thing I do is I'll sort these voice notes, and then I'll put a scene order. Then from scene one, if I have one first scene to the 112th scene, every singular voice note, I'll put it into a folder. So before every scene, whatever the mood is, I'll keep listening to one track. I'll put it on loop. I'll listen to it for 5-6 times. And then when I feel that I'm in the mind space, I'll listen to this voice note and then I'll start writing. So this is my process, plain and simple. Yeah.
You've also said that you have to fall in love with characters before you start writing them, right?
Yeah.
And then I guess that's how they automatically then start to speak to you.
Yeah.
How do you fall in love with characters?
Day in and out, when you think about them, you'll automatically...
You just start obsessing.
Yeah. You start obsessing over your characters. And most of the times they'll have your personality traits also. Your dark side, your good side, your impatience, your intolerance, it'll all come to those characters, no? So somewhere, you know, you'll feel, you'll empathize for the character.
Correct.
If it was Malayalam or Tamil, I could have easily phrased it better.
So you understand, actually, you know, I remember a conversation. I'd once interviewed Javier Bardem and I'd asked him, he had done, you know, the Bond villain, and I'd asked him, do you have to like the characters you play? And he said, you don't have to like them, but you have to be their lawyer. You have to be able to defend their actions. Is that, in terms of acting, do you have to like, or do you have to be a lawyer?
You have to... Even if the character is a bit grey, you have to find justification.
Which you've done. To what extent in Mukundanuni? My God, what a movie and what a performance.
Yeah. But that's easy because I'm only acting, no, ma'am.
Sure.
I don't even have to buy into that philosophy. I mean, Abhinav Sundar Nayak is a great filmmaker. I mean, we worked together in Tira. I mean, he was my AD too. So, you know, he has a different kind of mind. You know, he has a different kind of thought process. I don't align with his thought process at all. But I respect his thought process. I know where he's coming from. He had a different kind of struggle while growing up and when he wanted to become a filmmaker, and the world was unfair to him. So his perspective is coming from there, and I understand that. I don't align with it.
But you can act.
Yeah.
You can do that character without aligning with it.
Yeah. 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 Because it's his perspective, it's his film, it's his conviction. So I give in to that.
But as a director, you would need to align.
I would never make a film like Mohandas Gandhi.
Correct. Yeah. But I'm saying as a director, you need to at least understand your characters.
Yeah. Also, if you're writing something dark or manipulative, you have to have that in mind why this guy is like this. It necessarily doesn't have to come in the dialogues, but for me as a writer, I should be able to, okay, this is why he's doing like this. Only then I can write for that character.
Yeah. I also want to talk, Vineet, about the way you use music, which is another character in your film, right?
Yeah.
And you've talked about how in life you kind of have soundtracks in your head, you know, for just life itself.
Yeah.
How do you work with how you'll use your music? Because you also said that you write your songs like you write your scenes.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
For me, when I start writing the songs, I do a lot of by scenes, small scenes in between the songs.
So fillers?
Fillers. For example, in Darshana, the main thing, you know, the proposal, that happens in between the song.
Yeah.
If I have a writer on board, he'll never agree with that, because that is a very important part of the, you know, the first half of the film.
Correct.
So how can it come in between, you know, how can it just pass? That'll be the...
It needed to be sort of more a standalone piece.
Yeah.
Right?
So when I'm writing, before composing, I'll have some 2-3 tracks in my head. So, for example, there was a track called Flipside. So I'm listening to Flipside and I'm writing it. So I have that adrenaline. So when I'm writing the Pallavi, that is the first verse. So I'll write whatever happens in the Pallavi. And then, you know, I'm reaching that adrenaline and now he can propose to him in the first BG. So I write, okay, the first BG, they are proposing, he's proposing to her. And immediately after that, the second verse starts, which is the first charanam. So I write like that. I write in detail about the song.
You know exactly what it has to do.
Yeah. Because I know the length of the talkie, I have an idea how much of time it needs for the first BG.
Yeah.
So then I can tell him, okay, I need an interlude which is like this long. Probably we'll keep a buffer for 10 seconds. So like that. It's the measure is very easy when you elaborately write the song.
Yeah. But what do you want, especially in this film? Like, what do you want the music to do? Is it basically to enhance the emotions? Is it to take the narrative forward? Like, as a filmmaker, do you have a preference for what you would like your music to do?
To reflect the emotion, man. Maybe not enhance it, but to reflect it. Whatever is happening on screen, to reflect that, I use music. Yeah.
So for this film, you've also got vinyl records, which literally nobody does anymore. What is the story behind that?
Ma'am, when we were doing Hridayam, we wanted to try something with a physical copy, because physical copy, nobody is preferring right now. So it was not a market decision to do that back then. There are collectors of physical copy all across the globe. I mean, the population is small, but
the
it's
real
happening.
Connoisseurs. Yeah.
So we wanted to give something for them, because the movie had 15 songs. So it'll be nice to hear it in a cassette, and personally also I wanted to hear it in a cassette. So, and this banner, no, Think Music, they're very passionate people, you know. They are not business oriented guys, you know.
Sounds like Film Companion.
Exactly. So so they are passionate people. So the moment I told them, they started looking for plants, and then they found a manufacturing plant in Japan, and they got the...
This is for the cassettes.
Yeah, for the cassettes. They got it made there. And on the day of the release of the audio, morning we got it.
Wow.
Yeah, so this time...
And you sold enough copies?
2,000 copies, fully sold. And still we have orders coming in.
How lovely.
Yeah. So there are people.
Yeah.
So for vinyl records, this time we thought we should do something bigger than that. And there are collectors of vinyl records also in different parts of the world. So Think Music, they themselves told us, because the movies, first half of the movie is set in the 70s, and a lot of instruments are live instruments. So it's more like a music from the yesteryear.
Yeah.
So this could really sound great in vinyl. So this idea came from Think Music, and they did all the work. There is one person called Mani. So Mani was fully behind this, and there was one person from Mumbai who helped us. His name is Saji Pillai. So Mani and Saji Pillai planned this, and one Pada Cassettes. There is one guy who designed everything for us, and we sent the stems to the audio to Netherlands. They mastered it there, because we can't use the digital master for the vinyl, because vinyl sounds completely different.
Right.
So the frequencies don't match. So we have to send the stems there, and then our reference master, and they'll master it according to that. And
where are they actually manufactured?
From Netherlands, it went to Poland for printing. So it was printed in Poland, and we got it from Poland.
And now it's in the market, and we can all buy this.
Yeah, yeah.
How incredible. and this is also because you are such a music man.
No, there are collectors of physical copies who believe that, you know, we need to have books. We need to have a physical copy of films and music. Otherwise, you know, there is no history for anything. Very recently, I went to a school. I mean, we went for the location scouting. We wanted a good library. And I was disappointed to see that, you know, they are converting the existing libraries to digital libraries. Then, you know, there is no archiving. No, this digital, you know, it can get vanished in 1 second. You need to have everything.
Yeah.
Listening to, watching a movie in Blu-ray is totally different from watching a movie otherwise. And listening to a song in an audio cassette is very personal. But listening to a song in vinyl is more rounded. And it's, if you have the correct vinyl player, it has got that wooden texture. It sounds different. It sounds big in a way. So I think every kind of device should be available for us to listen to. So in Europe and US, they are bringing back cassettes, and there is huge market for vinyl. Coldplay or Billie Eilish or John Mayer, they are all releasing audio cassettes and vinyls. But our artists are not able to do it. So everyone should do it. I think if Shah Rukh sir is making his next film, if he releases a vinyl, it'll be a game changer.
Well, yeah. I hope he watches this and gets a few ideas.
Yeah.
You know, I saw that you posted a reel of you guys shooting the BTS of Madhavan.
Oh my God, you saw that?
Of course. You all look like you're having such a good time. What was happening there?
So, we had charted that song shoot for 2 days. But then we realized that if we really plan it, we can finish it in 1 day. So that Madhupagaru was shot in 1 day.
1 day?
1 day. Yeah.
Wow.
So we were thinking, because, if we start lighting at 5 o'clock, and if the art director finishes everything the night before, my DOP can start lighting up at 5 o'clock. He'll finish by 10:30. So we have this 7 to 10:30 time for all the artists to rehearse the lines. So we got the entire, they're all musicians, ma'am. Mm. So we got all of them, and we shot it in one place called Maliakal house. So one corner of the house, you know, we all flocked around and we started rehearsing the song. So by 10:30, they are thorough with the song. They know the lyrics by heart. So that part is done. When we ourselves are singing the song and we ourselves are performing behind the camera, nobody will have a feeling, in front of the camera, nobody will have a feeling that we are being judged.
Right.
So it becomes very easy for them.
So, and like, literally the whole unit was singing.
Everybody was singing.
Yeah.
So it becomes like, okay, we are one unit. Nobody is looking at us. They are doing the same thing, because Darshana, when we were shooting Hridayam, Darshana was very hesitant, because she's a person who comes from a very serious kind of cinema, that kind of thought. So before the shoot itself, she told me, Vinitha, I don't know how I'll do this, because it's not my space.
Huh.
Then I told her, don't worry. you alone won't be performing, we'll all be performing with you. So we started doing that in Darshana, and she just bloomed, you know.
It's a fantastic song.
Yeah.
But you're saying that everyone behind the camera is singing and performing like everyone in front of the camera?
Front of the camera. So they don't have any inhibitions. Whoever is performing in front of the camera, they have absolutely no inhibitions. There is no barriers,
right.
No walls, no hierarchy. So, you know, it'll flow like one. Yeah.
That's just wonderful. Well, you all look like you had a ball.
Yeah. Plus, we all have fun. Sometimes, man, when we shoot like that, the hand is out of the frame. All these things, no? When you look at cinematography, we don't care.
Correct. It's getting the emotion and the moment.
The soul is there. The emotion is there.
Yeah. No, it certainly looks like that. You know, you were there, Vineet, at the cusp of when the sort of Malayalam new wave was ushered in, right? Yeah. Because Traffic is widely spoken about. Traffic in 2011 is widely spoken about as the film that started this new Malayalam wave, and which has resulted in actually Malayalam cinema being the best in the country. Do you remember, and I know it's very hard when you're in the moment, but do you remember having any sense that things were changing?
We all had a feeling, because I think it really started with Amal Neerad coming into film industry.
Yeah.
He brought in a different kind of aesthetic to Malayalam cinema. He did this film called Big B. So that was the, I feel,
that was the beginning.
That was the game changer. But this was before 2010.
Right.
Then from Amal Neerad, a crop of cinematographers started coming out. And post 2010, a lot of new directors started coming, new writers started coming. So with this, when the cinematography department had, I had asked Samir Ka once when I was doing Chapa Kurush, Samir Ka, how do you look at cinematography with such ease? Because when I went for the shoot, they were shooting it with Canon 7D. Not even a proper digital camera. They're shooting it with Canon 70, and the light up is done with LED lights.
Wow.
They never had, these power lights or anything. No fancy lights. Just LED strips and one 70 camera. And I was enamored by that process. Before that, I have worked in films where HMI lights and power lights and, you know, big setup.
Massive setup.
And this is like, you know, we are just shooting in streets. And I was like, how do you have that confidence? Then he told me, we look at camera as a tool. We don't look at it with respect. We look at it as a tool.
Mm. And for storytelling.
Yeah, for storytelling. Yeah. So when you look at it as a tool, you don't have that fear of the equipment. This is exactly what he told me. So that looking at it as a device, I think it came from that Amal Neerad school of filmmaking.
Yeah.
And post 2010, I think a lot of people were frustrated about the kind of cinema that was being made in Malayalam. Everyone was wanting to have a change, and Anwar Rashid made Ustad Hotel, Ashik Abu made Salt and Pepper. I can't say we made Rajesh Pillai and Sanjay Bobby made Traffic, and I had a film called Malarwadi Arts Club, and later I made Tatathan Marayath, and then Mahesh Narayanan came, Martin Prakat came, and so many new Lijo made a massive change.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
A lot of directors.
He's his own subgenre.
Yeah. So a lot of filmmakers came, a lot of technicians came, a lot of new music directors came. And the scenario changed, yeah.
What is it like now, Vineet? Do you have a sense that, and of course I get that there is such a sense of camaraderie and there's such a sense of togetherness within the industry. Yeah. How do you all, and I also mentioned this to Prithviraj, that in Malayalam films is where the credits list, the thank yous are the longest. There'll be like 5 slides of just thank you.
I've started putting songs for thank you, ma'am, because it's too long.
So long?
Yeah.
That's just fantastic.
Yeah.
So, it's amazing to me that the success that Malayalam cinema has enjoyed in the last decade has not nurtured more cutthroat competition.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I think everyone wants to work with everyone. Everyone, you know, everyone is wanting to have that camaraderie. For example, if you look at Manjumal Boys, Khalid Rehman has acted in that film. And he's the director of Thalumala.
Yeah.
And for his next film, people from Manjumal Boys have gone and acted. So it's like, you know, nobody is into one profession. Sameer Tahir is a cinematographer, yeah, but he's producing the film.
You're all multi-hyphenated artists.
Yeah. Everyone needs everyone. Everyone wants to work with everyone. So probably that is the... If you are in your designated space and if you're only called for the...
One thing.
Yeah. It's a different kind of equation that you have. You are second guessing about the other person. Okay, he's thinking like this, he's thinking like that. But when you're all working together, you know the person. You know the people. Then those, you know, that thought about the other person, no? That changes.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
You know, the other thing that really intrigues me, Vineet, is that in Hindi cinema, there's so much conversation about nepotism, right? And there's so much flack given to Hindi cinema for nepotism.
Yeah.
But the truth is there's nepotism everywhere.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
In Malayalam cinema, the top stars, Dulkar, Fahad, Prithviraj, are all Nepo babies. You're a Nepo baby. It's, you know?
Yeah.
And Telugu cinema, it's all five families that are running it.
Yeah.
Why do you think Hindi cinema specifically gets the flack?
I don't know, ma'am. You have to tell me.
What is different in Malayalam cinema in terms of families working together? I guess it's just a done thing. Nobody really comments on it.
As long as the film works,
it's
okay. When the films don't work and the actors who are coming from the film family are given projects after projects,
that's a problem.
That's a problem.
Correct.
That's a problem in any industry. But if you look at Dulkar or Fahad or...
Prithvi. Yeah.
They're all doing...
They're all fantastic actors. Yeah.
They're all delivering.
They're all
working hard. Yeah. As long as you're working hard and you're, you know, pushing the envelope and being
nobody minds.
Otherwise, it's a problem.
Yeah. Okay, one last question for you. I'm fascinated that you work in Malayalam cinema, but you live in Chennai. And you keep going back and forth, right?
Yeah.
Why is this the preferred mode?
They don't know me there, man.
Kahan par? Chennai.
Chennai.
That's not true. They must know you. You're a successful actor.
Yeah, but knowing is okay. Craze is...
They're not mobbing you.
No. Nobody cares.
Huh.
You know, they from a distance, they'll know this is this person. That's it. Sometimes they'll come and talk to me. That's it. My freedom is not limited. You know, I'm standing on the ground. I'm meeting people. You know, my life hasn't changed. So that kind of helps me, I think, as a filmmaker.
To be a better creator?
I think so. Yeah. You know, because I'm able to connect with the people around. You know, when that part of your life is... Because I see that a lot happening for people in Kerala. They move from indoor to indoor because they are recognized everywhere.
Yeah.
So when you start moving from indoor to indoor, you're disconnected with the world. No, you should be on the road. You should be on the streets. You should be within the people, you know, who are like rooted and, you know.
And who are the consumers of your storytelling.
Yeah, those are the people who are giving you these stories.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think Chennai is better that way. but you know, if I had an option to stay in my hometown, Talasheri, I would really prefer staying there. I really miss that part of my life. Formative years, I really miss it, but right now, Chennai is...
This is the best way.
Yeah.
And how often do you go? Like how often in a month would you go to Kochi?
3-4 times minimum.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's not exhausted?
No. It's all the work is happening there, no? That's why when you call me to Mumbai, I had no problem because I'm shuttling every week.
You're just a wanderer. So lovely. Vineet, I've enjoyed this so much. Thank you.
Thank you so much, ma'am.
So much luck for your film. I cannot wait to see it.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Yeah.